Last Friday is Good Friday.
过去的星期五是耶稣受难日。
Good Friday points us back to the cross.
耶稣受难日使我们回想到十字架。
And our cross is an empty cross.
而我们的十字架是空的。
Not like the Roman Catholic cross with Jesus still hanging there.
不像罗马天主教的十字架还有耶稣悬挂在那里。
It's an empty cross because Jesus was taken down from the cross after he died and he was buried in the tomb.
是空的十字架，因为耶稣死后，他的尸体被拿下来埋在坟墓里了。
And on the third day he rose from the dead.
那么第三天他复活了。
And that's why we have Easter Sunday.
所以我们有复活的主日。
Not only do we have an empty cross, we also have an empty tomb.
我们不只有一个空的十字架，我们也有一个空的坟墓。
The angel said, he is not here, for he is risen.
天使说他不在这里，他已经复活了。
And because of the empty tomb, we have eternal life.
因为这个空坟，我们才会有永远的生命。
And not only eternal life, we also have an eternal home.
我们不只有永远的生命，我们有一个永远的家。Because
he lives, we also live.
因为耶稣活着，我们也活着。As
Jesus lives forever, we also will live forever.
因耶稣永远的活着，我们也会永远的活着。Jesus
is the perfect life giver.
因为他是那完美的赐予生命者。And
those who have believed on him has been given life forevermore.
那些信靠耶稣的就会拥有这永远的生命。
And so this world is not our home.
所以这个世界不是我们的家。
We are only temporary residents.
我们只是在这里暂时居住而已。
Really, we are citizens of heaven.
我们其实是属天国的。
And we long for our permanent home, our eternal home, which is heaven itself.
我们也渴望天国, 因为那是我们永远的家, 我们固定的家。
And I'm sure we all desire to see this home and to be in this home that God has prepared for us.
我相信我们都很渴望能够看到这个家是神为我们预备的。
So Jesus tells us here, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, and I go and prepare a place for you.
约翰福音十四章耶稣告诉我们, 我父的家里有许多住处, 我去原是为你们预备地方。
And it's interesting that here Jesus said that in his Father's house, there are many mansions.
那么这里有趣的是, 主耶稣说, 我父的家里有许多住处。
The word used is mansions.
这里, 谈到住处。
In other words, it's not a small apartment.
这里, 那么在英文的翻译就是一个豪宅, 一个很大的地方, 不是一个小地方。
Those who are about to get married will be looking for a house to stay.
那些将要结婚的将要找一个居住的房子。
So Billy and Cheryl, have you applied yet?
所以建南和慧玲姐妹, 你们申请房子了吗?
You got your flat already?
拿到房子了吗?
Not yet.
还没有。
Oh, you see, huh? 3 years.
要等3年。
Well, our heavenly home is already ready for us.
我们的天家已经为我们预备好了。
See, God makes all things perfect and well.
神所造的一切都是美好的。And
of course, your flat that you'll be getting, it's a small one.
当然你所要申请到的那个房子是一间小的。
It's an apartment.
那是一个房屋,在高楼的一个房屋。
In heaven, the Lord says, you're not going to get an apartment, not a pigeonhole, it's a mansion.
那么这里约翰福音告诉我们,在天国我们的房子不是很小的,是一间很大间的。
Yes, a very, very huge and big house the Lord has prepared for us.
主为我们预备的是一间很大的房子。And
so, sometimes we are curious, well, what is it going to be like, this place, this house that we are going to live in?
有时我们会很好奇, 这个地方, 这个大房子, 我们将要居住的是一个怎么样的地方呢?
Well, the Lord has given us a glimpse of this heavenly home.
主给我们略略地看了一下我们这个天国的房子是怎么样的。
And it is in Revelation chapter 21.
是在启示录的第21章。
So if you turn to Revelation chapter 21.
所以你如果翻到启示录第21章。
The last book of the Bible, second last chapter.
圣经的最后一本书,第21章。
Now here we are told in verse 1, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
启示录第二十一章第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
So we know that this present heaven and present earth will one day be destroyed by fire.
我们知道现有的天地有一天将会被火灭掉。
All our homes, all our worldly possessions will all be burnt up.
我们的房子，我们所有拥有的东西呢，都会被烧掉。
And once this present heaven and earth, cursed by sin, has been judged by God and destroyed, God will create a new heaven and a new earth.
一旦这个天地现有的天地被罪所咒诅的、被神审判的、被毁之后呢，神就会造一个新天新地。
And also a new city.
也有一个新的城市。
A holy city called the New Jerusalem.
这个圣城称为新耶路撒冷的。
And all of us will be dwelling in this new city called Jerusalem.
我们将会住在这个新的城市，称为耶路撒冷。
Right now, we are citizens of this city-state called Singapore.
现在我们居住在这个地方，称为新加坡。
Very small island, very small state, very small city, very small country.
是一个很小的岛国，是一个很小的城市，很小的一个国家。
We don't have enough space.
我们没有足够的领土。
And so we build upwards.
所以我们一直往上建。
And even then, you know, our dwelling places are small.
即使是这样，我们所住的地方还是很小的。
But this new city that God is going to create and in which we are going to dwell is not small, it's very, very big.
但是这个新的城市，神所创造我们将要居住的是一个非常大的城市。
It is an enormous city.
是非常巨大的城市。
If there's a term, you can call it ginormous.
如果英语就是巨大庞大的意思。
And how big will this city be?
这个城市到底有多大呢？
That all the Christians from all over the world in every age will dwell in this city?
从世界各地的基督徒，这么多世代以来的基督徒都会居住在那里。
Is there enough space for everyone?
有足够的地方给每个人住吗？
There's more than enough space.
肯定是足够的。
Because here in Revelation 21 verse 10, it is described for us how great the city will be, how big it will be.
在启示录二十一章的第十节告诉我们，这个我们所要居住的城市是多大的。
It says here, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
第十节，我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山。将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
So it's a great city, very, very big, ginormous.
是一个非常庞大的一个城市。
And then it is also holy.
它也是一个圣洁的城市。
In other words, no more sin.
换句话说，就不再有罪了。
No more evil, no more wickedness.
不再有邪恶，不再有犯罪。
It's going to be a perfect place, full of glory, full of joy, full of peace.
是一个完美的地方，充满了荣耀，充满了和平，充满了喜乐。
And then in verse 11, we are told it is also a glorious city.
第十一节告诉我们，那也是这城市也是一个荣耀的城市。
Having the glory of God and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like jasper.
城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Clear as crystal.
明如水晶。
And so it is a great, holy and glorious city that we will dwell in.
是一个很大的，非常荣耀的城市，我们将要居住在那里。
And how big will it be in terms of size?
在体积来说，它大概有多大呢？
Well, let's look at verse 16.
我们来看第十六节。
It says here, the city lieth four square.
它说城市四方的。
That means it's a square city.
它是一个四四方方的城
市。Not round, not oval.
不是圆形或者椭圆形。
But square shape.
是四四方方的。
And it says here, the length is as large as the breadth, and the measure, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal.
14,000 furlongs
So 1,000, it says here, 12,000 furlongs.
这里, 有四千里,
and 12,000 furlongs is equivalent to 1,500 miles.
在英文里的,
Yeah, 我不知道.
1,500 miles is what in Chinese, anyone?
中文是翻译成四千里.
It should be here.
一千五百里, but no furlong.
China, yeah, no furlongs. Okay, then translate to miles, right? Yeah.
就中文的，我们中文圣经已经翻译出来了，它写是四千里.
And then it's 1,500 miles.
对不起，在第十七节它写144轴，一轴就等于1,500里.
Yes. Is that very long? It's very long, isn't it?
那有多长呢? 是不是很长呢?
So it's 1,500 miles long, not 1,500 meters or feet, 1,500 miles long.
是1,500里这么长.
1,500 miles wide.
它的宽度也是一样,
1,500 miles high.
它的高度也是一样, 1,500里.
In terms of proportion, maybe for better understanding, take the United States of America.
我们用美国这个国家的领土来做一个比喻。
The United States from coast to coast, one end to the other end, is 3,000 miles.
美国它的从东岸到西岸是300里。
So 1,500 miles is half the United States.
所以1,500里就是美国的领土的一半。
And that's how big this city will be, 1,500 miles long and wide and high.
所以我们如果以美国的领土的面积呢来想象呢，就是它的长宽和高呢是它的从东岸到西岸的一半。
So is that enough to contain all the mansions that the Lord Jesus is preparing for us right now?
这样的一个地方呢，是否能够容纳主耶稣为我们所准备的大房子呢？
Surely more than enough.
肯定是, 足够又有余的。
And so we are going to dwell in this huge city.
所以我们将会居住在这个庞大的城市。
And it's a walled city, there are walls.
这个城市是有墙的。
In verse 17 and 18 we read.
在17跟18节我们可以看到。
And the spirit and the bride say, come. 15. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof.
第十五节对我说话的拿着经纬子当尺，要量那城和城门城墙。
And then it says here in verse 17, and he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel.
十四节说又量了城墙。 按着人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有144轴。
And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass.
墙是碧玉造的，城是金金的，如同明镜的玻璃。
So we have this wall, and this wall is made of jasper.
我们有这道墙，这道墙是由碧玉造的。
And the jasper was like pure gold.
而这碧玉呢，像晶晶一样。
So pure that it is transparent, like clear glass.
它的纯度非常的高，以致它好像明镜的玻璃一样。
And how thick will the wall be?
这墙有多厚呢？
It says 144 cubits.
是144轴。
And 144 cubits is equivalent to 200 feet.
144轴呢，是大概200尺。
So you can imagine how thick this wall is.
我们可以想象这道墙有多厚。
200 feet thick.
200尺这么的厚。
Not like our wall here, just maybe about 6 inches.
不像我们这里的墙大概只有6寸而已。
But this is a 200 feet thick wall.
这道墙呢是200尺这么厚。
So you take one step, you still has not gotten to the other end of the wall.
所以如果你跨一步呢，你还没有到墙的另一边。
You have to maybe take 200 steps before you reach the end.
你大概要走200步才能够走到墙的另一边。
So you'll be walking through this glorious tunnel.
所以你将会穿过这个很荣耀的一个隧道。
So it is really, and this tells us this is a very strong and durable city.
这告诉我们这是一个很耐的又很强而有力的一个城市。
That will last forever.
它会永远的存在。
And not only that, if you look at verse 19 and 20,
我们来看19和20节,
tells us of the foundations of this wall.
它告诉我们这个城墙的根基。
And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst.
启示录21章19节告诉我们，城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。第一根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是黄碧玺，第八是水苍玉，第九是红碧玺，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫金。
You know, I like the Chinese translation because it tells about the color.
我喜欢中文的翻译，因为它告诉你颜色是什么。
So these 12 precious stones are of different colors.
所以这12种宝石呢，是由不同颜色组成的。
Different hues.
它有不同的颜色的城市。
So this city is going to be very beautiful, very colorful.
所以这个城市将会是一个非常美丽的城市。
And then not only that, let us read further. In verse 14, says here, the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
不只是这样，在启示录21章14节告诉我们，城墙有12根基，根基上有羔羊12使徒的名字。
So these 12 foundations of the wall of the city were inscribed the names of the 12 apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这城墙的12根基上呢，将会有这12使徒的名字。
Your name will not be there.
你的名字不会在那边。
My name will not be there.
我的名字也不在那边。
Only 12 apostles.
只有12个使徒。
And they deserve this place of honor because of how much they suffered for the Lord in the ministry.
他们完全配得有名字刻在这个根基上，因为他们为主做出很大的牺牲。
But the 12 apostles really represent the New Testament church.
但是这12使徒的名字其实是代表了新约的教会。
They represent us.
它代表了我们。
So we will, of course, we will dwell within the city. We are citizens of that city, and we are represented by the 12 apostles of Christ.
所以我们将会住在这个城市里面。那么这12个使徒的名字呢，就代表了我们。
So these are the walls.
所以这就是它的城墙。
And the walls have gates.
这城墙是有门的。
And how many gates will there be?
一共有多少道门呢?
Not one, not two.
不是一道两道。
But 12 gates.
一共有12个门。
Let's look at verse 12 now.
我们来看第12节。
Says here, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
有高大的墙，有12个门，门上有12位天使，门上又写着以色列12个支派的名字。
And verse 13, on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates.
东边有3门，北边有3门，南边有3门，西边有3门。
And then verse 21.
然后第21节,
and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
12个门是12颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠，城内的街道是晶晶，好像明透的玻璃。
So there are 12 gates,
所以有12个门,
three on each side.
每边有三个。
And each gate is made of one huge pearl.
而每一个门有一颗很大的珍珠。
Not a lot of small pearls making one gate, but one huge pearl, all right, for one gate.
每一个门就有一个很大的珍珠，不是说很多小小的珍珠组成那个门，是一个很大的珍珠。
This kind of pearl you cannot find on earth.
这样的珍珠你肯定在世界上找不到。
This pearl is only found in heaven.
这样的珍珠唯有在天国可以找到。
Such a big pearl that can be used to make a whole gate.
这颗珍珠大到可以来做一道门。
So it's going to be a beautiful gate.
所以是一个很美丽的门。
Pearly gates will open.
这珍珠由珍珠做的门将会敞开。
Always open for you, for me.
是为你为我而开的。
And then there will be angels stationed there in each of the gate.
将会有天使驻扎在那里。
And they are there to welcome each one of us in.
他们在那里是要欢迎我们进入天国。
And then, of course,There are names inscribed on the gates.
当然照这门上是有名字刻上的。
And they are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
是以色列十二个支派的名字。
And so the 12 tribes of Israel represent the Old Testament saints, the Old Testament believers.
这十二个支派的名字呢，就代表了旧约的信徒。
So Old Testament and New Testament believers will all dwell in this Holy and great city.
所以旧约的信徒、新约的信徒呢，将会都一起住在这个圣城里面。
And we will have wonderful fellowship with one another.
我们彼此之间将会有美好的团契。
Who will our neighbor be?
我们的邻居是谁呢
？Is it Moses?
是摩西吗
？Or Abraham?
还是亚伯拉罕
？Or Isaac? Or Jacob?
是以撒或者雅各吗
？Or Adam?
还是亚当
？I mean who?You know, sometimes we wonder who will be my neighbor, right?
有时我们会在想，我们的邻居将会是谁呢
？Anyway, whoever it is, they have a story to tell—a wonderful story of God's grace.
无论如何，无论是谁呢，他们都有一个美好的故事要告诉我们关于神的恩典。
And we have many others also to hear their testimonies.
还有许许多多的人，我们要听他们的见证。
We also have our testimonies to share.
我们也有自己的。见证要来分享
and we'll all point to the glory of God.
而这些所有的见证呢，都要把荣耀归给神。
How God is so merciful to us.
神是如何对我们有怜悯的
？To save us from our sins.
把我们从罪里救赎出来。
So it's going to be a wonderful city.
这将会是一个非常美好的城市。
Very lively.
是充满活力的。
And also, we are told that.The streets are made of pure gold.
还有，圣经告诉我们，这城市里面的街道是金金所造的。
The street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass.
它街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃一样。
Again, this kind of gold you can't find on earth.
肯定的，这样的黄金你不可以在这世界上找到。
This kind of gold is not earthly but heavenly gold.
这样的金金呢，唯有在天国可以找到。
So pure that it's clear like glass.
它的纯度高到它好像明透的玻璃一样。
And then there'll be no street lamps.
我们不需要有街灯。
Because the Son of God, He will be the light of this city.
因为上帝的独生子将会是这个城市的亮光。
Verse 23 we read, And the city had no need of the sun.Neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
So it is not sunlight anymore that we need, S-U-N, but sunlight as in S-O-N.
所以我们不再是需要日头的光了，我们有这个神的独生子的光。
So here we have a glimpse of this glorious and wonderful city and house and home which we will live in.
这里呢就给我们看到大略的看到了我们将来这个荣耀的家我们要居住的家是怎么样的。
And Jesus is preparing for us a place there.
而主耶稣为我们预备了一个地方在那里。
So when we are in heaven, what will we do?
那么我们在天国的时候要做些什么呢？
Some people say heaven's a boring place.
些人说天国是一个很枯燥的地方。
I don't want to be there.
我不要去那里。
Just sprout wings and then play my harp. That's all.
我只是有一双翅膀，然后弹那个竖琴而已。
Is it just that?
只是这样吗
？No, you won't sprout wings.
不，你不会有翅膀。
You know, we are human beings. We are not angels.
我们是人类，我们不是天使。
Angels have wings. We don't have.
天使有翅膀，我们没有。
And when the Lord raises us up.It will be a human body that will be raised up into a glorified state. We don't take on angelic form.
当主使我们从死里复活的时候，我们是有人类荣耀的身体，我们不会有天使的样式的。
And it'll be flesh and bones.
我们依然有血肉。
And what will we do?
那我们要做些什么呢？
Well, we are told over here there will be a whole lot of worship of God.
在那里我们将要来崇拜神。
Verse 22 it says, And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it.
第二十二节，我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
Verse 24, And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor into it.
第二十四节，列国要在城的光里行走。地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
So, the predominant occupation of the saints in heaven will be the worship of God.
在天国，圣徒主要做的就是要来崇拜神。
And we will never get tired of it.
我们完全不会感到疲乏。
Because we will behold the glory of God.
因为我们将要看到神的荣耀。
And the glory of God is so overwhelming.
神的荣耀呢将会溢过我们。
I think it surpasses our understanding.
是完全超乎我们所能够理解的。
Oh, we will not stop glorifying God because we see him for how good he is, how great he is.
我们将不会停止把荣耀归给神，我们看到他是何等的良善，何等的荣耀。
And when we gather like this every Lord's Day and then we come with the right spirit,A truly worshipful heart, we really get a taste of heaven on earth.
当我们这样聚集每一个主日，我们带一个正确的心智来崇拜神的时候，我们就好像尝到一点将来在天国的崇拜。
And of course, there are many, many other things to do, I'm sure.
当然还有许许多多的东西可以做在。
If the Lord were to tell us for eternity what we are going to do, the libraries of the world cannot contain all the books.
如果主要告诉我们，我们在永恒的生命里要做些什么？世界上所有的图书馆都不能把这本书收住。
This is only a glimpse.
这只是给我们看到一点点。
But when we get there,
但是当我们到那里的时候
God will tell us more.
主将会告诉我们更多。
It's going to be a very lively and pleasant place to dwell in.
将会是一个非常充满的活力，一个非常美好的地方，让我们居住的。
And I pray all of us will be looking forward to it.
我的祷告是我们大家都很渴望会早一点到天家去。
When we think of heaven, then the things of the world will grow dim.
当我们想到天国的时候，这世界上的一些其他事情都变为暗淡了。
If our treasures are in heaven, then our heart will be there also.
如果我们的财富在天上，我们的心也会在那里。
Then we know how to order our lives rightly.
那么我们在地上就能过正确的生活
Make right decisions, good decisions
能够做对的好的决定
That will bring glory to God
我们做的这些决定能够把荣耀归给神
And also will be good for our faith
也会对我们的信心是好的
So may the Lord help us
愿主帮助我们
Know the doctrine of the resurrection
我们要明白这复活的意义
Because the empty tomb
因为这个空坟
spells our heavenly home
空坟就代表了我们的天家。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee so much for what thou hast done for us.
我们在天上的父，我们非常感谢你所为我们成就的一切。
We thank thee for Jesus who worked so hard for us to save us from our sins 2,000 years ago.
我们感谢你主耶稣基督在2000多年以前来做了很多的努力来拯救我们。
And now that he is raised from the dead and now ascended to heaven,
现在他从死里复活升天了。
He continues to work so hard for us.
他继续的为我们而努力。
To prepare these mansions above for us.
来为我们预备这些住处。
So Lord, how can we not serve thee and work hard for thee right now?
主，我们现在肯定的是要为你殷勤的做工，并且来侍奉你。
Oh Lord, grant us the faith and the zeal to serve thee with all our life.
求主你帮助我们，我们会用我们全部的生命来侍奉你。
So that when Jesus comes back, we will all be ready.
直到当主再来的时候，我们都已经预备好了。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.